Chapter 6. Recognizing Your Triggers. There are moments when everything feels fine, and then suddenly it is not. You might be sitting in a quiet room, driving down the road, or just trying to relax, and something shifts inside you. Your chest tightens, your thoughts race, and your mood drops fast. It feels like it came out of nowhere, but it did not. Something set it off, even if you did not see it at first. A trigger is anything that reminds your brain of something hard from your past. It does not have to be big or obvious. It can be small, quiet, and easy to miss. It could be a sound, a smell, a place, or even a feeling. When that reminder hits, your brain reacts like the danger is happening again, even when you are safe. This is why it feels so real and so strong. Your brain is trying to protect you, but it does not know the difference between then and now. It only knows that something feels familiar, and that familiar feeling once meant danger. So it reacts fast, without asking questions. That reaction is not weakness. It is your brain doing its job, just at the wrong time. Most people do not realize how often they are being triggered. They just think they are having a bad day, or that something is wrong with them. They feel angry, tired, or shut down, and they cannot explain why. That confusion can make everything worse. When you do not understand what is happening, it feels like you have no control. Internal triggers. Some triggers come from inside you. These are called internal triggers. They are thoughts, emotions, and physical feelings that show up without warning. You might feel your heart start racing, your stomach tighten, or your mood drop fast. These things can happen even when nothing around you has changed. Internal triggers can be thoughts that pop into your mind. A memory can show up without asking. A feeling like fear, anger, or sadness can take over quickly. Even something like feeling tired or stressed can set things off. These inner signals can bring back the same emotions you felt during a hard time. Sometimes the trigger is a feeling you do not even notice right away. You might feel on edge, irritated, or overwhelmed, and not know why. Then your thoughts start to spiral, and everything builds from there. By the time you realize what is happening, you are already deep in it. That is how internal triggers work. They sneak in quietly and hit hard. Your body can also trigger you. A fast heartbeat, tight muscles, or even pain can remind your brain of something from the past. These physical feelings can send a signal that something is wrong, even when it is not. Your brain connects the feeling to a past event and reacts like it is happening again. That connection can feel automatic and hard to stop. Internal triggers are often harder to spot because they are not right in front of you. They live inside your thoughts and your body. You cannot walk away from them the way you can walk away from a place or a person. That is why learning to notice them matters so much. Once you see them, you can start to understand them. External triggers. Other triggers come from the world around you. These are called external triggers. They are the things you can see, hear, smell, or touch. They are people, places, and situations that remind your brain of something from your past. These triggers can feel more obvious, but they can still catch you off guard. A loud noise can set you off in seconds. A crowded room can make you feel trapped or anxious. A certain smell can take you back to the moment you do not want to remember. Even a song, a voice, or a time of year can bring up old feelings. These outside reminders connect to your past in ways that are not always clear. You might also notice that certain people affect you more than others. It may not be anything they are doing wrong. Something about them might remind your brain of someone or something from before. That connection can make you feel tense, angry, or distant without a clear reason. Again, it feels real because your brain believes it is real. Places can be strong triggers, too. You might avoid certain streets, buildings, or even whole areas without thinking about why. Your body remembers what your mind tries to forget. When you enter those places, your system goes on alert. It is trying to protect you, even if the danger is no longer there. External triggers are sometimes easier to manage because you can see them. You can choose to leave, step away, or change your environment. But you cannot avoid everything, and you should not have to. The goal is not to hide from the world. The goal is to understand what affects you so you can respond in a better way. Why it feels so strong? When a trigger hits, it can feel like you are back in that moment again. Your thoughts speed up, your emotions rise, and your body reacts fast. You may feel panic, anger, or deep sadness all at once. It is not just in your head. Your whole system is reacting. This happens because your brain stores memories in a powerful way. When something reminds you of a past event, your brain pulls that memory forward. It does not just show you the memory, it makes you feel it again. That is why it can feel overwhelming and hard to control. You may also notice that your reactions feel bigger than the situation in front of you. A small problem can feel like a major threat. A simple comment can feel like an attack. That is because your brain is not just reacting to what is happening now. It is reacting to what happened before. This can make you feel like you are losing control. You might ask yourself why you are reacting this way. You might feel frustrated or even ashamed. But there is a reason for it. Your brain learned to protect you in a hard situation. Now, it is trying to use that same system in everyday life. The problem is that the system does not always fit the situation anymore. What helped you survive before can make things harder now. That does not mean you are broken. It means your brain needs new ways to respond. And that starts with understanding what is setting you off. Awareness is step one. You cannot fix what you do not see. The first step in dealing with triggers is learning to notice them. Not judge them, not fight them, just notice them. When something shifts inside you, pause and ask what just happened. What changed in that moment? Start paying attention to patterns. When do your bad moments happen? Where are you when they show up? Who are you around? What are you thinking or feeling right before it hits? These questions help you connect the dots. Over time, those dots start to form a clear picture. You may not get it right every time, and that is okay. This is not about being perfect. It is about becoming aware. The more you notice, the more control you begin to feel. Awareness does not stop the trigger, but it gives you a chance to respond instead of react. When you begin to see your triggers, something important happens. You start to separate yourself from them. Instead of saying something is wrong with you, you begin to see that something set you off. That small shift changes everything. It gives you space to breathe and think. This is where the fight starts to change. You are no longer just reacting to everything around you. You are starting to understand it. And once you understand it, you can begin to handle it in a better way. That is how you keep going. That is how you Charlie Mike.